Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game.
Play. This is not a watch party.
Watch party? What's that party? That's a party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should I pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Beginning, you knew you wasn't winning, now you feel shame, your head starts bending,
Kind of upset, boy. I understand you lost again. I want goddamn.
My thing.
Fresh lyrics, put you in the spirit. I'll speak a little louder for you suckers can't hear it. The rhymes I design are right on time, and at the crown of my mic, flash a danger sign, cause I'm the thriller of Manila. MC Coke killer, drink Budweiser, cannot stand Miller. MC's cold clock until the party's through, then they tap me on my shoulder and say this buzz for you. To be a real MC, you can't be obedient. To be smooth is the main ingredient. You have to be sooky like a Milky Way. To be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the rate of rhymes going. Hydraulic jack is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the order. The capacitance is waved like the motion of water. Smooth. While the record is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fetch. Scored 110 on my MC's test. My rhymes stronger than Tyson, hold the MC license. When I grab the mic, MCs get frightened. I'm dangerous, I eat a course and bones. Lounge don't bore you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around and we'll be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite, because the rhymes are mine and that ain't right. But that's still, just still to the next level. So Diamond J, yo, release the chord. My thing.
Of WBNN. This is the ONE host show featuring Wanda Walker, the talker, on air now from Lagos. Dial in, please, at 516-453-9133, and please remember to press 1 to join the conversation. This has all been brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So thank you. I'm here after the elections. I want to, of course, talk about generational wealth and political corruption. Those are my two points that I always speak about. And I have a special guest speaker tonight who actually ran as a write-in, and that would be Nadira Griffin. And we have a nice show with some questions to ask the listeners. So I'm hoping that people will call in and give their honest opinion of what they think about what's going on across America and in the world as far as politics goes. So for starters, we just had an election November the 7th in Philadelphia. And many people were looking for change. And we now have a new mayor, Sherelle Parker, and she is promising some really good changes to bring Philadelphia back to the point of a prosperous city. And she ran on the Democratic side, and you had David O. run on the Republican side. But more and more, what I try to explain to people is not about parties. It's about platform. And you really want to pay attention to what the platform or the issues that your candidate is running on, because that is what affects the quality of your life in your community, your children, the schools, and everything else. And so I want people to pay attention to that. The other thing is we voted on judges, and that is an issue that a lot of people don't pay close attention to. We have a really great person in Philadelphia, Michael Kors, that always makes sure he puts out a list in the Tribune so that you know what lawyers, in his opinion, are good people to vote for and which ones might not be. But I think his list is very positive. I don't think he says who not to vote for. I think it's more or less who he does support. Also tonight, I want to give people some information, phone numbers, and organizations that they can call to get help and report wrongdoings if they saw any wrongdoing at the polls or what have you. I had the pleasure and the responsibility of being a supervisor for many locations. I've never been in that position before, and I saw a lot of things going on, positive and negative, had a lot of conversations with people, and I believe that the citizens of Philadelphia do want change. I believe that they are starting to pay attention. I would hope that we stay on that path and keep going forward. So that we can have more change and Philadelphia can start standing up for itself and getting some of the things that we deserve, particularly the hardworking people. I know that we're getting ready for a lot of changes. We have a lot of developing happening in our communities. We call it gentrification, but it doesn't have to be negative if you include the people. And when you include the stakeholders, the people in the community, it's called revitalization. When you do it in such a way that you're pushing people out, it's called gentrification. And so I would like to see more revitalization. There was just a meeting. There was just a meeting about the old Germantown school. So we had, I think it was the fifth, sixth meeting that I've been to. So they are going to be doing mixed housing, but the decision has been to bring mixed housing there. So I now have someone in queue. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Amanda.
There we go. Please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone. My name is
okay.
Hi everyone. My name is Nadira Griffin.
Okay, and tell people you ran for, what you experienced, what you would like to see changed.
Well, during the primary, I ran for city council at large, and I did not win. But I think that I did a tremendous job because for an individual like myself who ran for the very first time and all of this is very new to me, I received over 12,000 votes. Because I feel as though the community can still benefit from my platform and what I want to bring to the community, the things that we're suffering from, I decided to run as a write-in. And as a write-in, so for those of you that are not familiar with a write-in, it means that my name was not on the ballot and you had to put it there by going down to the district, because I ran for City Council 5th District, the County Massachusetts 5th District. And you would have to go down to District 5, over to write-in, tap it, and spell my name exactly the way I spell my name. Well, during the writing in the general on the 7th of November, I felt as if we the people, did not have an opportunity to exercise our rights in choosing the person who we want to represent us in the County Massachusetts 5th District. And the reason I say that is because during the election, the general election, there were several polling stations that had workers to include the judge of election, the machine operator and the other ladies that sit behind the desk to assist. They did not know how to assist individuals, including myself, how to do a write-in to put my name on the ballot as the candidate they want to represent them in the council of District 5. That was very displeasing because I actually lost thousands of votes behind the machine operator and the other polling workers' lack of knowledge on how to assist us. I've had individuals who came up to me and said that they were very displeased and frustrated. One man, he said he was extremely frustrated because he asked the judge of election, he asked the machine operator and other people there to assist him and write to my name. And he came out of the polling station and he actually gave me his information because he said, this is wrong. This is upsetting because he wanted to write my name in. He really appreciated what I was trying to do for the community members in District 5, and he felt like I was going to be the best candidate for the position to represent us. And then as I was going to the different polls, a lady came up to me, and she said that she had difficulty as well. And I actually went to a few of these polling stations after I got that information from the individuals, and they actually admitted that they had difficulty writing it in or did not know how to write it in. And that was we didn't do a good job with the polling stations not having knowledge of how to do a write-in.
So do you think that was on purpose or by accident?
Well, I'm not going to say it was by accident or on purpose, but I think that we should do a better job in making sure that whoever we have at these polling stations are well knowledgeable about the job that they're taking on, because this could very well be detrimental to some people's livelihoods. If you
for the election, this is bad as throwing ballots out or not counting something. But for something like they don't know how to do it. Like your supporters might not know how to do it, but when you come to vote, you're expecting, you know, a judge of election or a poll worker to know how to do it because that's what they're getting paid for and that's what they're there for, to assist. So you're telling me in several places, did you even find one or two places that you went where a judge of election or a poll worker did know how to assist, or was it where every place you went, no one knew how to assist someone in writing your name or any name in for that matter?
Well, I'm going to be clear. I didn't go to every single poll, but every poll that I did go to, they were not knowledgeable about how to assist the individuals with writing in. Wanda, I experienced it myself because I didn't vote early in the morning like I normally would. So I went in and I asked for help. Although I did know how to do it, I asked for help to see if they at my polling station knew what they were doing to or how to assist any individuals with doing a write-in. So when I went there, I asked for assistance, and that took a while for the individual to come and give me assistance. That was displeasing. Then when the person did come over to give me assistance, it was like, oh, open the curtain there. There what? Because I know it's the polling booth. So there what? So I said, excuse me, I need help with writing a person's name in. And she said to me, she said, oh, just right there. I said, right where? We can't.
Wow.
So I'll get. So they'll need help. And I said, push it where? So she let me know where I needed to push it. And I said, then what do I do after this? Because I want to write in. And I said, I don't know where it is. And she was like, well, I don't know either. And I said, well, is there anybody that can help me? So we came out of the booth, and another lady comes over. She said, I don't know how to do the writing either. So I asked the other two ladies, as I'm standing at the polling station, you know, the table wasn't too far. So I said, excuse me, is there anyone else that could assist me with the writing? The other two ladies behind the desk that kept the record and the books said, oh, we don't know how to do a writing either. So at this point, now I'm frustrated because I'm worried that if I continuously have problems with people getting assistance with doing the writing, then I'm losing votes.
Of course.
So now, yes. So then I said, well, I insist that I get someone to assist me with doing the writing, and I am not leaving here until I cast. So when I went up there, one of the ladies at the table, she knew exactly who I was. She was like, oh, you know, you're not there. So she knew exactly who I was, and I said, thank you. And the fifth person, because remember I said the judge of elections, the machine operator, and the two ladies that were keeping the books. Then I insisted that I get help. A gentleman came in, and I asked them if they could stay with me until I completed to do the process all the way through. And although I did know the steps, I had never did a writing before. So although I knew the steps, I wasn't sure exactly how it was going to come up on the screen. And remember, these are new machines, so the processes is a bit different than what it used to be So I was very upset.
That's puzzling to me because during the primary, remember, when you ran for city council at large and you got so many votes, which says a lot, you remember the 5th district, they had 400 or more write-ins.
Going against
the person that you were running for. So common sense, I would think, because you get more people coming out to vote. And when I saw that, I took that to mean that's just them, because during the primary, nobody ran against that candidate running in the 5th. So for people to write in someone else 300 and some odd times, that means coming to the primaries, the poll workers should have been experienced with this before because it happened in the primary. So now here we are in the general, and you mean nobody knows in this very district where they had a very large number of write-ins, which isn't usually seen. Usually I think the write-ins for a district are like under 100, and yet they had over 300 or 400 in the primary. So for that to occur during the primary, how is it that they had so little write-ins when you ran? And hold your thought. We're going to do a track next by the international DJ legend, Ngozi, and we'll be right back to you, Nadira. Thank you.
You got to share. Check a 1-2. Check a 1-2. Turn me up some more. Check it. As I step to the mic with the B-boy stand, to the brave-hearted seas, I wouldn't take a chance. Keep quiet while the MC rapping. If you disrespect me, it's the big payback. The E-double-E is my name, I sell. Thanks to the clientele, my squad rocks well. I'm in your hood coming through like what? Chromed out, beamed out in an all-black truck. You a player? What team you with? I got major chips, I push the flyers with. Got the flyers chicks, my outfit seems freshly dipped. No matter what the steez, I'm equipped.
Well, my name is MD. I'm known as a motivator. Funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator. Enjoy the destroy because your rhymes are toy. Never sweating no click.
YP.
Cause I'm a B-boy. When we on the scene, we always rock and spot. The green eye bandit scratching my dock. In the beginning, we had to let the world know. Now, EPMD is clocking all the dirt. Sit back and relax, of course the bitch is fat. TV with the phone in the back. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill. I be the fly rhyme, make the female heartbreaker. The dude wanna play me and my crew, that's rude, I'm dope. When I get down to the beat, I'm raw. I keep it hardcore for the street. My track's a miracle drug for thugs in the club.
Yo, E, I remember when they used to be scrubs, what up?
I'm the big bear, some of y'all are baby cubs. Talking large money when I seen your bank stuff. I take control of your body and soul. Pack heat in my pants when it's time to roll.
Well, it's the P-W-E-M-D-E-E. Care to bless the track and flip the flow with E. When we touch the microphone, no doubt we all shine. Jewels and rhymes, setting traps and landmines. Did thousands shows, place many places. PMD's back, and yo, throw the tape in. Cause when we come around, we always come with the flavor. Underground hardcore funk is what we gave you, or give you. Hey yo, what's next on the menu? Business attend to, stadiums and venues with E. And I'm the microphone doc in the capital E, capital P, capital M, D. No doubt the world shocker. His squad, that squad, yeah, we both get ill. So believe me when I tell you, boy, you got the chill.
In the house now, dudes with ice grills raise their eyebrows, amazed like wow, E and P return like the last dragon, the show MC just was happening, I get vision, that's a natural fact, I'm like Zorro, I'm off your ear in your back, worse than that, I clown those wannabe gangsters, say something to them, and run right through them,
I'm making crazy G's, politicking on my mobile phone, D's double about the microphone, we're the funky rhyme maker, Puffer Garcia Vegas, the one who rock the fisherman hat, I grab the mic and make the crowd react. We keep the money stacking, figure snapping, tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrol, still packing. The PMP, the mic's our only friend. Took a break for a while, and now we back again. So if you're thinking about gambling, you better come prepared. The PMP's taking all the shit, you got some shit.
Oh, what just happened? Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3.
We're there. Yeah, we're there. Yeah. We're there.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so Nadir, we're back, and you had the question, do you think that during the primary, since we had so many people do the write-in, that during the general election, to see a situation where so many poll workers and staffing did not know how to help. What do you think about that?
Well, first I want to make a little correction. I don't know exactly how many the lady had in the primary, but it was approximately 1,000 votes.
Ooh,
and
Jesus.
Yes.
I saw, I remember 3-something. She got that many? Okay, wonderful.
I believe so, and I stand to be corrected, but I believe so. Now, for myself, when I last checked, I had approximately 340 odd votes. So, and that was displeasing to me as well. I do know that a write-in is difficult. I would not have ran if I didn't think that I had an absolutely great chance of winning. Now,
okay, of course,
it stated that I had, so the poll stated that I had approximately 300 PI votes. I feel like I lost thousands of votes with the machine operator not knowing how to assist at all. And I wouldn't even say properly assist, because these individuals, including myself, I didn't get any help from them. I got help because I insisted that I get help, and I was not leaving until I cast the vote for myself. Now, what was puzzling to me and very it raised the eyebrow and concern, because in district, I am well known in North Philadelphia, well known, born, raised, stumped the grounds, everything in North Philadelphia. There were wards with multiple divisions at a polling station that I only received 2 votes from that polling station, 2 divisions, when I have a plethora of family members and friends in that area who actually said that they voted for me, and that polling station only reflects two. Another polling station reflects low numbers as well. I had people asking family members and including myself, how did we do? How did we do? So you're not going to tell me that I only received 340-odd votes when so many people were waiting and stated that they voted for me. And another thing was very odd to me. When no one knew me in the political arena during the primaries, and I got well over 12,000 votes, and I only and at this point I have a fan base, and I only got 300 something votes.
Now there are policies or procedures in place when anyone, a citizen or candidate, thinks that anything, that something is not right at the polling place. You are supposed to tell the judge of elections. They are supposed to give you a form to fill out. And there are numbers that you can call to report these types of things that are going on, because it doesn't sound right. Did you do any of that, or are you aware that you could file a complaint? And if so, which department did you file a complaint with?
Well, no one gave me any documents to sign at the polling station. I did go down to the commission, the elections board, the commissioners down there in City Hall, and I did request to, I did personally, and I followed it up with emails with the commissioner, Omar Saber, and his deputy commissioner. I followed up and let them know exactly what I just stated to you now, and I let them know that I also would like to file a formal complaint. Now, that was the process. It's going, we're embarking on 2 weeks now, and I haven't heard anything yet in regards to me filing a formal complaint, but I was told that they cannot advise me on anything, and that I don't like it when they say we cannot advise you on anything, because I didn't ask anybody to give me any advice. I'm not looking for an attorney, and I feel that if an office, and this is not just for the commissioner's office, this is for any office, because I feel that when people do not want to assist you, then they just say, oh, we cannot advise you. I feel like if you're running an office from start to finish, you need to be knowledgeable about what your office does. And if you cannot assist them, a number, email address, a phone number, and a person's name should be given to you to further assist you. It shouldn't just be, oh, I cannot advise you on something. For me, when you tell me that you cannot advise me on something, it's telling me that you don't want to assist me. And because we're running a race, we're running a campaign, and I have an opponent, you don't want me to win. And that's the problem for me.
This is true. Is there any other office or avenue that you tried to voice your concerns with, other than the commissioner's office?
Well, at this time, I did not, and here's the reason why. I did not reach out to anyone else because I believe that I should at least give them an opportunity to reach back out to me. Now, where I come from, 48 hours is a sufficient amount of time. But I said, you know what, I'm serious, but it's the holidays, so I said, you know what, I'm just going to give them a little bit leeway. So by Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, close of business day, if I don't hear anything back from them, then I'm just going to another office. Now, I don't know where I need to, who I need to talk to, because every time that I call different places,
I'm glad.
Every time I call different places, people say,
research.
Oh, this is not my office. I'm sorry, Wanda. We were talking together.
I'm glad you said that because I actually did the research to find out because I had quite a few people calling me concerned with other concerns similar to yours and the things they saw or experienced because there were just things going on that just were not supposed to be going on. And so I found 8 different places or 8 different numbers that you can use and the listeners can use. So I'm going to read this off slow. In County of Election Office, and that would be the 215-686-3469. Number 2 is the hotline for voter fraud. That's 1-800-5-5324. And I will post these 8 numbers up on my Facebook page for anyone to see it. Number 3 would be the public integrity sector. And their number, and they work closely with the DA's office, 202-514-1412. Number 4 is the NIJ, that's the National Center for Justice, 202-598-0793. And then you have www.tips.fbi.gov. Number 6 would be State or Territorial Election Office, Vote PA, 877-868-3772. Number 7, I came across something that said Voting Section of the Civil Rights Division. And finally, number 8, Elections Complaint Report Hotline. And they have a form. So that's what I found. And again, I'll maybe repeat this at the end, but I'll definitely post it on my Facebook under Wanda Walker because people need to know what they can do. The problem with, and we talked about this, Nadira, congratulations to Sherelle Parker for her win. She is 100th mayor for Philadelphia, first black female mayor. She's beautiful, brilliant, talented, educated, and experienced. She has this position. And everyone who did support someone else, I believe that we're all going to come together to support her so that she can be the best mayor so that we can have the best results and outcome for our city. That is very important. And I'm quite sure with all the positive things that she has said about wanting this city to be better, she probably wants the voting process to be better and people to feel like they have a right to exercise their voting right and to vote for who they want to vote for without fear or intimidation or any of the things that we saw at the polls. So that's very important to know. But there is definitely when so much is being done to suppress or change a vote, and she definitely won. You can't say that she didn't win if you're looking at the numbers. But when the numbers are so different for the people that did start to think about doing something different or voting strategically or wanting a change, because it's truly not about Sherelle. If we wanted someone beautiful and black, she would get 100% of our votes. I think many of us who voted differently, it was about being tired of what the Democrats keep giving us and being tired that, you know, the Democrats have been in position for 72 years and for 30 years we're on the Forbes Big City list and now we're number 1 on that list. We're tired of an over 40% illiteracy rate in our city for our children, over 21% poverty rate. We don't even want to talk about what the homeless rate is because they're masking those numbers by forcing landlords to house people that aren't paying. And the list goes on and on. And I always say that, you know, we're number 1 in organ donation. We are 42-47% of the population, yet we're on the bottom. We're overrepresented in city council and many positions as far as having black representation, and yet we're on the bottom. Our kids stand on the corner while they watch other people come into our community and build in our communities, and then we are priced out with taxes. This type of stuff has to stop, and I think that if we support Sherelle Parker and the other good people that are in political positions, maybe we can begin to see change. I, for one, do not care for the Democratic agenda because I think it has more to do with unions and developers than it does citizens' access and education, which would definitely pull up Philadelphia and get us off the number one poorest big list. But I believe that Sherelle, until proven otherwise, that she's going to be the best mayor she can possibly be. And with our support, our city will be even better. So let's think positive, let's do positive, and figure out ways to positively support our new mayor. Before I forget, she has a campaign going. I heard it from Ryan Boyle, the head of the Black Union. And by the way, the Black Unions make up about 16% of the unions. But it's something to the effect, I was trying to find it online, that you can apply to be on Sherelle Parker's team. So you're going to have to show your qualifications because she's looking for the best and the brightest. But there is a campaign going for them, for Sherelle Parker's team. They're looking for the best, the brightest, and people that are willing to be on her team to help lift Philadelphia up and make it a better city. So, Nadira, what do you think about the process as far as the different numbers that I've given? What do you think? Like you said, it's been 2 weeks. Are you hopeful that you'll get a response from the commissioner's office?
No, I'm not hopeful. In fact, I'm discouraged. And I lost
any reason why?
I lost hope and I lost trust in the election process. The reason why is because there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of talks prior to this. And we've even had a former president that talked about these things where there was not equality and fairness. And for me, it's one thing to hear it and another thing to experience it.
Listen to their whole thought. I have another track coming up with international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi, and we'll be right back to you with your answer, okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah, vacation's over as I say Mike check. In 89, time to wreck. Tell them all the sucker crab MCs to step. EPMD's in effect, snapping necks and cashing large checks. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do something like this.
Shazam, let me tell you who I am. D-E-R-C-K-S-E-R-M-O-N. Call me a lumberjack or a Midland warrior. Doing damage to the world worse than a hurricane glory. I'm serious. You can say I'm furious. It's saying in your mind who is he because you're curious. I wear rap style, not heard by the usual. You bite, you get damaged, so my brothers stay neutral. While I'm making and taking, it's shaking and flaking. Feet bombing to 300 degrees to start baking. Machines like potatoes, meat kicking like Kato. Getting philosophical like the Greek man Plato.
Who?
The Greek man Plato, but I'm the AKA-O flow. Bro, as you all well know, I do a show. Pick up the dough and hoe. Break to the limo. Money in the pockets, I'll be hands on the ammo. Crack the whole gold as we roll and stroll and play bold, sucker, cause you was told. The spot in the box in 88 was sold. So quit the singing, quit swaying, cause it's the beats that I'm bringing. Trying to whack the EMD, you be peeing on the heavy narcotic. Such as speed is crack. Cause your rhymes are mediocre, but your tracks are whack. Not fiction, but fat, black, believe that. Put away your pillow, but the brother's back. Get the boat back. E. As I sing and do my thing, I might sing Jane, all the whole shebang. But if I snap, doing the course of the rap, he pat me on the back, throw the crowd a flat. Step to the track, till I'm intact. Get my fisherman hat, so I can match. To the rhythm of a funky track, like
yo, you slap me and I'll slap you back.
I can correct with the context, slap. Step to the track, till I'm intact. Get my fisherman hat, so I can match.
rhyme to the rhythm of a funky track. Like,
yo, you slap me and I'll slap you back.
I come correct with the context and the next and the flex and throw a hex on your whole complex and then check for a second, yo. Then say, R-E-S-P-E-C-E-S. But me to E-double or the MC rap artist, comedian PMD, we get all the galls to get the bones back. Hey,
yo. Time to get funky and raw. Starving our posse.
Like who?
Like Gigantor. Cause when I roll, I come fully equipped. Mic in the hand, truly, it's fair clips. Like a detonator with no ticks. I mean trip or slip or maybe flip while my DJ's on the mix. Never lost a battle, if I did it was fixed. She must be sick on the Disney. Like a gym hat. Shit ain't pumping and your rhymes are whack. Cause you a nickel dime sucker. Who ain't your time to sucker? Like Terrence was says, you a part-time sucker. Who wants no tea to be like me? You tackle the P, the M, I'm like D. Displaying the C on S-T-O-P. C without a motive or a C-L-U-E. So get the boat back. E.
The Instagram warrior on the microphone. Terrorist mafiosa, a.k.a. Capone. I'm no joke on the stroke I broke. So don't joke, no hope, folks. I quote note for note. Your mind float on the rhyme I wrote.
What?
It does a wild thing, like my boy Tone Loke. It's a quick with the kit, the bits. The whole shit don't catch the next bit. Because my style legit. Brand new from the crew for you, no voodoo. A trick from the flicks master Wu Kung Fu. A quick with the posse in the time of need. Cognizant like Rocky and Apollo Creed. So get the bones back.
Yo, mic checking and checking and checking. Scare the crowd to start wrecking. Either kill or be killed in the field of hip hop. Cause if you slow, you blow, you get pop, mopped and drop. If you snooze, you lose, they come to ooze and booze. So pop up low dose, relax my lips and cruise. Pass a food button sucker, who's all about scheming. Waxing the keys twice, you must be genius as you moan and groan. From the mouth of foam, saying deep down inside, I should've left you alone. Cause it's a fact, black, that when I'm looping the track, the lounge in the danger zone. Because I'm back in fact, Jack, before I launch my attack. Premeditate my sass in the nation to come strapped. Cause your words are utter, your wax down is cluttered. Try to test in the E and the P and got smug to get the Bozak.
Yo, get the Bozak.
Yeah, get the Bozak.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, get the Bozak.
Yeah.
The O is Z. Get the Bozak. Yeah. Get the Bozak. 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 The Bozak, punk.
You are jamming.
Yo, I don't play.
You are jamming. Okay. That was a very nice track. I was bopping my head and snapping my fingers, and we're here with our special guest, Nadira, and we're talking about the election process and what she went through as a candidate that was running as a write-in. And the last question I posed to Nadira Griffin, who ran for the 5th District, is did this situation of not being able to get help and people coming up to her saying, hey, I wanted to vote for you and I couldn't, or no one knew how to help. Did it discourage you? Did you lose hope? And I think the last question you said yes, and you were going to explain why and how why that's important.
It was discouraging, and I lost hope and trust. And the reason why is because I went to get assistance, and it's like you go to an office that is in charge of the election processes and you get no help by saying, oh, we can't advise you of something. But who best to advise you on the election process than the office that's in charge of the election process?
Right.
So that,
exactly. That's who's supposed to do it.
So that's one of the biggest things. And then to put people in place that have no knowledge of how to, that the whole purpose of going to the poll is so that you can cast the vote. And if you go to the poll and you can't cast your vote, then what is it for?
That's true. That, yeah.
Then overall, like, people just didn't have their right to exercise their rights to vote for the person that they wanted in office. And because of that, I feel like we the people need to be made whole.
For them to be made whole.
What do I suggest? Well,
yes.
the only best thing to have us to be made whole in the Council Massachusetts District is to do a special election between Jeffrey Young and myself.
And do you think that you can, is that possible? Do you think that the commissioner will take that serious? Have you looked any further to see, you know, what has to be documented or said to make that happen or become a reality?
Well, honestly, Wanda, I don't know what's going to happen because I haven't even received the response. And let me tell you this, although I am being very generous on the wait time, it's no excuse to not have gotten back to an individual in 3 days because you have secretaries, you have other people in place of and that could actually reach out to individuals. Like the election board is a well-established department. So you're not going to tell me that you could not have gotten someone to make a phone call, send an email, respond to an email. I'm just very displeased with the whole process. We should have a special election. It's doable. Now the question is do they want to?
Do you know any other city or state that has done something like what you're requesting offhand?
Well, I do know another state. Because I started looking up some things, and I do know another state, but I don't know it offhand, but I am going to.
Was it Maine or something? Did I read something? Maine, where a judge throughout the.
It was a president or something?
No, it wasn't president. It was some type of general election, but I'm thinking, I know that something recently happened, and for some reason, and I don't know if Maine is it, but somewhere there has been something similar like this, but it had more to do, I think it had more to do with tampering and ballots, the darn mail-in ballots that, you know, can be tampered with, or the boxes can be stuffed by somebody. I'm not even sure that whole thing. Do they sit out there all night and then someone can put something in there? And, you know, it's just so much. But it just shows you how important politics is in our life when so many forces are at work to make sure that, you know, the right thing isn't done properly. And you get situations like this. So, what did I just hit? I'm so sorry. I still have you, right? So I'm asking, like, do you know, we've heard of, like, the ex-president Trump talk about, you know, voter fraud, election fraud, ballot, things like that. But I think that I read something recently where people did get in trouble. This was an issue. And they did have to throw out an election and do it all over again. I don't know if it was a city council election or if it was a mayor's election, but it has been done. What you're talking about is that the polls weren't – it's almost like saying the machines were broken or all the machines are broken or they couldn't be trusted in your district because there weren't people there to properly guide and educate and help people. So, research it? Go ahead.
A lack of knowledge of them not knowing how to, that's not a good excuse for the people, for we the people to, and it just, for me, it wasn't a fair election. Because.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost thousands of votes because of that. I know that I would have had I had over 200 people in one area waiting to vote for me, and
wow,
only two people. I literally fan base from the primary elections leading up to this. I have people, like, every time I'm out somewhere, I have people calling my name and coming up to me, telling me that they voted for me. If I run again, they're going to vote for me. When I give them my literature, I'm voting for you. Say no more. I love your platform. I love what you're trying to do for the people. So you're not going to tell me I only got 340 votes. And I would be happy if we had a special election. I would be satisfied. Maybe, just maybe, some of my trust and hope will be restored. But right now, I'm at a loss of hope. And when I went into this election, both the primary and the general, I had hope for Philadelphia. I had hope for the people that's representing us in Philadelphia. And this is just discouraging because it's discouraging. And
yeah,
I don't even know if they really, truly had a lack of knowledge. Maybe they just didn't want me to win.
I was in your position, I would be thinking the same thing because the purpose of you being the actual poll, and I would think that if you had, it's one thing to have poll watchers outside that don't come inside that aren't certified. But the ones inside, I would think they have to be certified. And to be certified, they're supposed to take some type of, video training or in-office training or something. And just to have the numbers that you had in the primary and then to have that lady, like you said, or whoever ran before you in the primary against that candidate get 1,000, that means people
in District 5,
yes. That means, and that means people know how to do the write-in process. So usually whatever happens in the primary, you get more of in the general. And I would maybe think the same way that you're thinking, like were they told specifically not to allow for that this time around. Wow. And when I think about what you're talking about, I spoke with someone else in reference to what they saw when they went to go vote in the Northeast. And they said when they stepped into the voting poll that, number one, David O's name did not show up as running for mayor. And she specifically said certain candidates running for judgeship were not in the order that are the order for the big pink sheet that shows a mock, ballot. When you're usually walking into the building, they have it taped on the wall someplace so you can see it before you even go in the building. And she said that's not how they were arranged on the ballot in the voting poll place that she went to. So I've heard so many different things. And, again, with the numbers that we're seeing and the different things that happen during E-Day, it's clear that Sherelle won. So she's the winner. We need to support her best way possible. I'm questioning the different things that went on that would have made that gap smaller. And in showing the numbers correctly, that allows people to keep hope. Like, what I'm hearing from you is that you're losing all hope and respect for the process. And I'm hearing the numbers that the person who ran against you won by, and he had the party support and blah, 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 and a lot of money, and you were this person that the community really loved and respected. So even if you did lose, the number or the margin should be much smaller. So at least you feel like, hey, people heard me, and I know they heard me because they said they heard me, and they were telling me they were coming out to vote, and at least it lets me know that my work didn't go unheard, and maybe next time. But when you see such a disparity, then you have to pay attention or bring up the obvious, which is political corruption. And it's sad that, our city future is determined by who has the deepest pockets or whatever the case may be. We need to have a way to make sure that everybody has a fair chance and that the voters get to choose, and they should be able to vote strategically. You should have me. I'll be glad when they open up Philadelphia as an open city election, as you call it, so you can be any party you want to, and you can vote in the primary, you know, and then you vote the way you want to. I would like to see people take, you know, politics as serious as they take Will and Jada Pinkett, you know. Talk about these things before Election Day, because it involves our future, our children, and everything that's really important in our lives. And so we should be comfortable talking about politics, and I should be able to say, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is what party I'm with, and this is why I'm voting this way, because this person best aligns with my values, my family values, what I need, and things like that, and respect that. I'm one person, one vote, and you might vote another way, and we're still okay with each other. I saw things like intimidation and all sorts of nonsense, and it's just not okay. You know, nobody should feel like if I vote what I really want to vote, then I'm going to be ostracized.
So after the polls closed, this was probably like 8:01. I don't know. So I was going by the polls, and I thought that they were still going to be open, and they were like taking down this, well, the Times actually was already taking down the neighbor. Discarding them. And one lady, so I went up because I was trying to see what wards were at the different polling stations. And one of the poll workers said to me, I don't know the position that she was working or what have you. One of the polling, so she's like, that's you. So I said, yes, that's me. So she said, they came around here in droves voting for you. And I was like, really? So, again, that was a polling station that I only had a handful of votes. So where are the drove of votes? If they were coming around there and drove voting for me, and she said they brought the cards and they were saying that they were you know, voting for Nadira Griffin, and I was like, wow. You know, and that was very impressive. It was admirable. I was, you know, and I felt like these people, they actually want me to represent them. So my concern is if they came around here and drove, where are the votes? Because the poll, according to the breakdown of different wards that was put out by the election board, that didn't reflect that. And that lady, I don't know her, she didn't have to tell me that. She didn't to tell me that. So,
was she a poll worker?
She was a poll worker. She was a poll worker.
Oh, wow. I hope you got her information.
And she was excited. Well, I don't know her information. I don't know her. She just was excited that I came around and I guess finally put an actual face to the, you know, people coming around with the literature saying we're voting for her. She said, you basically have a lot of supporters in this ward, and that's not what their breakdown, the Board of Elections, that down was, and that's concerning to me because right there, where are the votes? If they came voting for me, where are the votes?
You have a very good point. I have a couple more questions to ask you, but hold that thought. We're going to do another track by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Double?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, these crab MCs got us trapped up behind these walls, man, but I'm ready to break out here and do this, you know what I'm saying? So what's the magic word? Open sesame, I let down the main gate. Before you scream EPMD, you shouldn't wait. I roll with a posse, and you try to stop me, or say yo. And brothers try to pop me on the sneak tip without me knowing, so I keep going. And don't quit. I get pushed to the limit, and yo, that's it. Step by step, I put an end to your function. I'm the chosen one. Yes, me, my son, a young kid from the ghetto, a kiddie from the city. I don't feel sorrow, and I have no pity to run up on you and wax for the tax. To go your money and from your eyes your contacts. And flex over, I hop skip from the jump to the next town. They go punk a chump. MCs try to diss me, that's why the bus caps. I'm not having it, and that means no half jack. So get the Bozak only up the crack. That's whack. This is the big payback. As I go and flow to a different type of tempo.
Y-M-Z.
Come on, E. The feet keep it simple, plus I'm striking like lightning. Throwing blows like Tyson, slaying MCs on a QT. Sorta like a sniper, so if a sucker don't like me, the feeling is neutral. I tune my rhyme to a large beer. The shift is neutral, the crack of 40.
What time?
Of OE, the slaying MC.
How?
On the QT.
So what's your name?
So what's your name? You know it's MD. So while I'm wrecking, he's checking all the bodies that's left in. I pop behind the stage, the P is like stepping. All from the scenes, I see lights and sirens. Witness everywhere, but no one sees. Thing. When cops ask questions, my description is vague. No answers at all, just bodies behind the stage. When witness yells out that he was dressed in black. Stupid Dookie Link with a fisherman hat. A cop says, yo, how'd he flee from the spot in a black sports car? I think it was an Iraq, but the windows were tinted and we couldn't get a look.
Why?
There was smoke from the rubber he cooked, the big payback. No Romeo, a Juliet romance story. Just CPMD, the fame and the glory. The rapping technique, something like fencing, dangerous. It keeps you with suspense and you have to be cool. And plus have stamina, cause if you don't, I'm gonna end up stabbing you in your gut. From the razor cut, and I'ma stick and pick until your mind goes nuts. And my song goes to make a summer bubble. But don't never ever double. I'm like jumping Jack Flash, a spy with an eye. I do no stunts and I'm not the fool guy. I'm just the E, the R-I-C-K. That's all. Here's some check one, two, and some yes, check job. I'm the man of the hour. Sweet the beast hour.
So what you saying, E?
I got it. So dig it as I kick it. Keep your eyes open, cause a bro like me is always scoping. In fact, it's your fat, because I cut no slack. It's like that. This is the big payback. If rapper was a tribe, I'd be the chief Comanche. Hat, fat, link, chunky rings, nothing fancy. So saddle up MCs and off we go. It's not a rodeo, but I carry a lasso, cause I'm back from vacation. Cause suckers kept slipping, rapping on beat, plus your tunes wasn't hitting. Don't wanna claim a style on the MIC, but I could go state to state, corrupting shows with these. Cause whether I'm maxing or relaxing, waxing or taxing, never step to a show without packing. My partners, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson. So nothing was funny at the rapping session. I'm shrieking biz and knuckles, no time for laugh. For chuckles, I drop clear lyrics while your bass are muffled.
Sniff blow,
hell no, it's the flow and say dope. More or less do a show. Nah, the only high I get is when my fans are hope. So get the Bozak, because we're back to hack. Here to let you know that it's a big payback. Yeah, that's right, man. The big payback in 89, you know what I'm saying? PMD's in effect, an unfinished business tip. Alvin Tony, snapping that,
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 snapping that, snapping that, snapping that, your boy Olasky on the wheels of speed.
Yo. 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 Izzy, you are jamming. Yo. Yo. That is all of that. This we and that is from Doc Sky Presents the EPMD Out of Business, the Deluxe Edition. And we have a caller in, a caller one and Q, right after the, well, you just finished the track, but that was really good. Well, Friday night, let's go.
Hello, caller ladies, back. This is Tiana Speaks. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tiana.
Hi. So I've been listening, and I kind of have, like, two questions, and I'll try to make it quick. My first question is, I have a lot of people that I know personally here that are running for political positions in my area, and they've talked about corruption. My question is, once that happens and you get discouraged and you feel, disheartened, what is the process after that when you decide, like, okay, I'm not going to try anymore? What do you do at that point? Do you still continue to do things for your community? And what advice do you have for someone who is in that position? That's what I want to know.
And well, thank you for that question. What's your second one?
My second one is basically in the position itself, how does that change your disposition when you see so much corruption going forward? Because a lot of times when you see things and you want to make a change in the community and you cannot because there's powers that be that, basically mess that up for you, what does that do to you as a person going forward and dealing with your family, dealing with your friends? Does that make you, like, shut down? Like, what does that do to you as a person, especially if it's happened more than one time?
Well, first of all, I haven't run for anything for the exact reason that you're just stating. It doesn't make me a coward. I just see so much that I know that I do a better job of helping my community on the outside because it's so corrupt on the inside. If Nadira was still on the phone, she would have to answer her way, but I know her to be the type of... Is she still here?
Oh, I thought she was.
Still here? Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Let her answer that. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to say she's a fighter. She's never going to give up, but let's see her answer. So go ahead.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling
in. I'm good. Yes, no problem.
So for your first question, I say yes, you still should advocate for the community. Never let anyone else discourage you or make you feel that lose sight of the reason why you decided to advocate for the community. So for me, I'm not finished advocating for the community. And whether I'm in office or not, I've been doing community work before I decided to run, and I will continue to do community work. And I feel that I feel that because this actually happened to me, because we the people did not have the proper opportunity to exercise our votes and voting for someone who we want to represent us in our district, I feel that it's imperative that I advocate even harder for the community, because if the fight is hard for me, I can only imagine what it is for individuals who don't have the know-how, who don't have the hope, who don't have the courage, who don't have the intellect to do these things. So it is, I wouldn't say it's my duty, but I am pleased to continue to advocate for the people. And they know that when they push me down and when they push me back, I'm pushing even harder forward. So, no, I didn't lose hope. I didn't lose sight, and I'm not going to lose hope or sight for people. For me, myself, I did lose hope and trust in the system.
Yeah.
And in the process,
but not the people.
And for those individuals who's actually in charge of running these processes and these departments or what have you, I lost hope in them, not the people. And when things get tough and when things become difficult, if I don't weather the storm, then I'm not the right person for you all anyway.
I gotta say something to you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tiana.
I just want to say, I'll be honest with you, ladies. I'll be 100%. I'm not really into politics, but this show has kept my attention, which says a lot. Because of all of this.
Thanks.
But I will say that you are a great guest that she chose. And I will say this. I don't know you, but I can feel the genuine, like, yes, of your heart. And I hope you succeed.
Person.
And I know you are powerful. I can feel it. I can absolutely feel it. And let me tell you, I understand there's power in politics when you get into political positions. But let me tell you, I can feel your power to the point that you can even be more powerful even without it and make change. I can feel it so strong. And I hope that you continue to do what you've been doing. And when you progress forward, that you become even more successful in your attempts. I have to tell you that before you, you know, into
Thank
the
next. Thank you so much.
Yep.
No problem.
That is awesome.
I appreciate this because you know what you just did for me, Tiana? You gave me the courage and the motivation to keep pushing forward.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
that's
and,
wonderful.
You know, we need that because this is a tough job. It's a tough
it
job running, and it's even tougher when you get in there to be able to stay in there. So with your integrity and your honesty, so
yes,
what you just did for me, you lifted me up when I was actually down. So, and just
oh,
because
man,
you didn't, yes, you did, because we need
oh, wow,
people like you to keep
yes,
encouraging people like myself.
Oh.
Because when you feel like somebody push you down that have more power than you, you feel like you people do lose hope. But I'm a fighter, honey. I'm a griffin. You know what a griffin is? Half lion, half eagle. I'm the strongest beast in the sky and the strongest beast on the land. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm not giving up on us.
And please, Tiana, don't.
So
please
yes,
don't. Oh, man.
You
got me tearing up a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, other than my next show is December 6th. Yeah, you got me tearing up a little bit. That's one thing I love to touch people right in their heart because I think that's important to show love and encouragement to each other because we don't do that enough. We speak too much negativity. We talk about all the bad, but we don't encourage somebody to do better. Even bad people can change with the right amount of love
yes,
and direction. So what you're doing, you know, you never know who you're inspiring because I'm like, I'm interested now. I'm interested. I never really cared about
Tiana,
politics because of the corruption.
So you can give up your number. I need help.
I got you.
Tiana, tell us when you're
going
to be on the air.
December 6th, UNFI Para Marte. And brother, oh, I don't know, December. When is my next one, Brother O, the Power of Thoughts, my other show?
No.
I only asked you one
of all,
time.
I'm going to let this young lady come on right here and talk because you know, she's so important to what we do on a constant basis on our network. And I'm so proud of her on a constant basis. And, you know, more can be said about this young lady. And, of course, UNFI Para Marte will be right after On the Honors. How about that? On the 6th of December. And then she comes back on the 15th of December with the Power of Thoughts right here on the one and only Beverly Nation.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for inspiring me. And like, I'm interested. This is the most, I think, interested that I've been in, like, as far as politics. So, you know,
wow.
Like, I hope you both have a great night and continue to press forward. And I never got to welcome you, Wanda, but welcome to WBN. And I know you've had a few shows, but I just want to formally welcome you, you know, as my fellow family member of WBN.
I listen to your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You inspired me because tonight coming on, I was not sure. I was like, okay, the election is over, so people might think I'm beating a dead horse and should I change the topic or not. But it's too important to think that it's over just because of the election. We are just beginning. And now is the time for us to push even further and harder, like Nadira said. And, yes, you get discouraged when things happen. And it's scary also, Tiana. That's the part she doesn't tell you, she didn't tell you about that we talk about, because when you're that person that stands up for your community and speaks out for truth and just saying, hey, we want certain normal human right type of things, the powers that be, instead of them saying, well,
wanna
you know what?
I'm going to take you out of here. Yep.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, instead of the powers that be would say, yes, they want to kick you out. Instead of them saying, well, you know, that person's very outspoken, but we know their heart is in the right place and they're really about the community. So what is it that they
wanted, or what was it that got them so involved or upset, or why is it they didn't support me or my team? Let's look at those issues so that maybe we can address mm-hmm. them now that we're in here, so that now we can show these people that I am the better candidate, or I am the one for all the people and not some of the people, so the next time around you even have their support. But what I see often, especially on the local level, if you don't support someone, and they never know what your reason is. For me, my mm-hmm. biggest issues were generational wealth. You know, generational wealth. Mm-hmm. If you're not protecting and building up black and brown generational wealth and helping people maintain and hold on to their properties and small businesses, then you're not someone I really want to support, because we're not going to be in Philadelphia to even vote if they keep doing what they're doing as far as the gentrification and stealing the property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a personal mm-hmm. thing when I don't like someone personally. It's I didn't like your platform or whoever's behind you. But going mm-hmm. forward, if you know that I'm a good person and I have good intentions, then figure out how to make my issues, which are my community's issues, issues that you can solve and make better, so that we're supporting you the next time around. But often we get people in political powers that are very vindictive, and they use their councilmatic prerogative and their powers and stuff to then go after that person that's only trying to speak up for good and
yes.
positive change. So
yes.
that's why it gets scary.
They really try to ruin you,
yes. they do.
I'm very aware of that, Absolutely. I've seen, there's so many things that I've seen behind the doors, because I have friends that were heavily involved in politics. I can't necessarily say that I was necessarily involved with them, but I was there to see certain things. Even presidential candidates, I've been right in front of, side by mm-hmm. side. And let me tell you, the stuff that I've seen is that if you say something, you never know what's going to have to be. It's that serious. So,
yeah.
I definitely, I believe that. And for just to have the courage to still stand up, to still want to do what's right, and you never know what's going to happen today or tomorrow, or if somebody's going to do something, you never know. That's courage right there. And
yeah.
I admire anybody who's able to stand up for a right, for truth, and for other people's rights. Because when
yep.
you do something
exactly.
that has no effect on maybe yourself personally, and you care about others, that is a testament of your character, who you really are, when you're other
exactly.
people, not just yourself.
When
Very
you can
important.
Stand for what's right and even go against your party sometime, that is
mm-hmm.
so powerful.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. And that's what I saw
yeah.
with David O. There are times
yes.
when he was a Democrat, there are times he went up against the Democrats. When he was a Republican, there were times that he went up against his own party. If you're doing something that's not right, from everything that I researched and saw about him, he would stand for what's right. And if you're not right there on right, then you got to go to the left or the right. But he's not going to just do whatever. And if we had more people mm-hmm. like that just said, hey, I'm in here to make Philadelphia better, not the investors
right.
richer. We would have a better
right.
city. We would have a lower crime rate. We would have a lower mortality rate. We wouldn't be crying and burying our children so much. And I don't
mm-hmm.
understand how we can have so many black politicians in position that come from the hood, like me, West Philly, Southwest Philly. Then I went to Mount Airy, Germantown, you name it. And you've seen,
mm-hmm.
and you're there, and you know the people who have lost loved ones. And then you get in position and you don't do anything about it, or you even write bills that help create and perpetuate this type of lawlessness in Philadelphia. You pass bills to get over people and criminals loopholes to keep doing what they're doing. And regular hardworking citizens are fearing for their lives and can't even sit on their porches. And the criminals
yeah.
know the rules and regs and exactly what to do and how to get around it. And it only takes you amending a bill or correcting something that you put in place that you can now see isn't working properly. But they won't do that. And it just bothers me to no end. But again, like I said, it's scary. I think
mm-hmm.
my friends, I thank God I have someone like Nadira and others like her to talk to, because there are very few people that care after they pull
mm-hmm.
pull that lever. But I can say, Tiana, a lot more people are starting to care, and that's what I saw. So that's the problem, and that was the message that I wanted to get across tonight with Nadira explaining blow by blow the different things that happened while she was running and what she saw, because it does mess up people. And it kills their hope and everything. Well, I tried to do something different. I listened to why, and look, we still didn't win. No, you did win, because you're sending a clear message to these corrupt people mm-hmm. and these political mm-hmm. powers that we're not going to put up with this. Like, we care more about our children than we, mm-hmm. than we do the nonsense that you're trying to do. And we're going to have to find mm-hmm. a way to talk about the things that we don't normally talk about, because they train us to think that we're not supposed to talk politics and religion. And why can't we talk and respect everybody's right. view? I do it every so often game night, and we have a wonderful time talking about the very things they tell us not to talk about. It's all about education, and once you know, then you're an informed voter, and then whatever you do from that point, that's cool. But to go in and just do whatever the TV's telling you to do or whoever's popular, no, you're doing us a disservice. And we need everybody to be right. on point. Yeah.
Well, you mean me care, and I'm a resident of Jersey, so that says a lot. And I mean, I've cared before, but you mean me care even more. And I'm a mm-hmm. resident of Jersey, so that says a lot. And as far as the people in power not doing what they're supposed to do, maybe when they win, they lose that courage, and they're not as strong as you guys are. I think maybe that's what it is. So
yeah.
That's
well,
all I really have to say. And I thank you guys for sharing your sentiments with me. And, like, keep up the good show. I'm
thank
very
you so
interested.
Much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks. So we're coming up to our final word of the night and final thoughts from our guests. Any final words, Nadira? And then I'm going to go to Ngozi time.
Well, the final word, I forgot to say this. One of the first polling stations that I went to and I inquired about not being able to help the person with the election writing, the judge
yes.
of election herself, she started laughing. I said, what's so funny? Because I don't think that's funny. I lost a lot of votes. And she said, oh, it only happened one time. How do you know? We're hours in, three, 4 hours
wow.
in. Yes, so that was unnerving to me.
Yes. You know, and it should be. Before we get off the air, and right before Ngozi time, I want to let everybody know that there's a reparation task force being spearheaded with NCOBRA. And so you should look that up. I have pulled up an article. Is this the one right here? No, it's not, Wanda. But please look into the Reparation Task Force. I was trying to look because I did not remember by heart the email, because they are looking for volunteers. It's about 8 to 10 task force breakdowns or sections for the Reparation Task Force, and they are looking for people that are very knowledgeable, that are very organized, good communication skills, that are ready to be a part of this task force to make a difference. And so please look for, or just Google, Philadelphia Reparation Task Force. Quite a few articles will come up. WHYY has an article that was put out, I believe, November the 17th, Philadelphia Reparation Task Force soliciting members plan to officially launch in February. So people out there listening, please think about that. You know, if you want to be a part of that, look it up. There's a lot of good information there. And now it's in Ngozi time. Take it away.
To the master or the MC rap artist. No joke on the lyrics. hard to be modest. I knew I was a man with a master plan to make it wiggle with jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I think, and two to bring structure.
Don't sleep on the E.
You see, something might rupture. It don't take time for me to blow your mind. It take a second to wreck it because you dumb and blind. So just round, put you an MC clown on the circus. EPMD is in town.
Total chaos, no mass confusion. Rhyme so hypnotizing, known to cause an illusion. Like a magician, he draws a rabbit out of hat, son. I'm drawing more like a 44 Magnum. MC3, stop looking, listen, and try to imagine. It's traveling to see the light, but everything's motion is frightened. Plus I thought you were alone, you now enter dimension called the Twilight Zone. You're terrified, plus you can't bear the thought. You and I one on one, in the land of the lost. You start to shiver, then you scream, my friend. You wake up monthly, because you're dreaming again. But next time I'm on the scene, do not try to distance. Keep your mouth so sock a jaw, because I'm tricked with business.
Don't be too full, because you might get shot.
This is business.
Because you might get shot.
This is the rap season, where the East starts teasing. Girls around the world, no need to be squeezing. When I roll, I so cool, always pack a tool just in case. My brother acts a fool, I got the energy to put the girls in the city, put in shock when I rock. Giving up, I'm not stingy, make sure I don't fall when I'm on the dance floor.
Get busy, boy,
like you never saw before. One flow, good to go, after the show, I put your whole boy.
You sniff blow.
Hell no, I have my whole life ahead of me. No time to be sniffing. My parents find out, then they start ripping. So I stay A-OK, cause I'm the E, the R-I-C-K.
Answers look me in my face, then the eyes get weak. Pulse rate descends, heart rate increases. Like, beam me up, Scotty, I control your body. I'm as deadly as AIDS when it's time to rock a party. In all due respect, when I say mic check, let a sucker slide once, then I break his neck. So when I say jump, you will fall high, because I'm taking no prisoners. So don't play hero and die, you're just a soldier, and I'm a Green Beret. I do not think twice about the entities I slay. So if you want a battle, I highly recommend this being your dog, mom and dad, because I'm strictly business.
You might get shot.
Don't be too
cool because you might get shot.
Yo, yo, you still picking on that police, but we're bringing the Sandman, sucker, because it's over. My name is Eric Sermon and I'm back again. I see the head still turning in my so-called friend. They smile on my face, behind my back they talk trash. Mad and stuff because they don't have cash. Like the E-double or the PMD. You drive a Corvette, I drive a Samurai Suzuki. I'm a locksmith with the key to fame. Never hide myself, always stay the same. Play a lot because I'm hot like a horse I trot. I ride the track and back. No, I'm not.
Well, I'm the mellow, the fellow, the one who likes to say hello to a fly girl that is good to go. With the slow, simple, and the offy rhyme flow. Cause when I am in action, there is no time for maxing or relaxing. Just reacting and subtracting on a sucker MC who mouth keep on dabbing and flapping. I lose my cool, then I start slapping and smacking. You on a roll, then I'll be start jabbing and capping. No time to lounge, I'm packing and strapping. At my point of attack, I so at you like an eagle. I'm the sheriff, and biting is illusion. So next time in town, I highly recommend this. You got to chill, because I'm strictly business. Hey, yo, you double, man. Let them know what time it is. Yeah, I'm strictly business. PMD is a full effect. Round.
Be the E-double-E-double-E, the place to be every PMD. Know what I mean? My homeboy Bernard on the team. Know what I'm saying? Make the master charge. Y'all, y'all can say peace to my homeboy Big Daddy K. And Big
Marquis.
The one and only Wanda Walker, y'all. Yeah. And Nadia Griffin, we love her so much. And her, you know, continuity to the community is well respected and well honored. And she should have won, you know, because of corruption. You know, things happen. And she'll be back. She'll be in the seat. Trust me. And, of course, we're off tomorrow. What a great, great week. And, of course, all of our shows are going to be sponsored by Progressive Insurance with Kid and Play, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I'm going to go right back to that, you know, because it's important in that going to Ngozi Town.
Oh, come on. I can't even watch the game.
Play.
This is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
Please keep that guest list under 100 for all the people out there that do parties. Remember 1990 where Kid and Play did, and, of course, Kid got whooped by his father at the end. But, of course, be thankful for Progressive Insurance to sponsor all of our shows, including the one and only 6th Annual Honors at ONE. Today, we got a chance to vote for everybody. And, you know, with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. And you guys will know who that person is on that night, our grand night, our most sacred night on our network, the 6th Annual Honors at ONE, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, December 5th on a Tuesday. And, of course, we're back with the Honorable Dr. Chichilla J with News Forum on Sunday. And that would be 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time as well, Standard Time, on the original Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Tai Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, Ola W. Malay, where Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Daylay, that goes with Maya, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola W. Malay, where Ngozi is saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio. They support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to our wonderful class of 2023, Miss Wanda, for our final thoughts.
Well, thank you for the final thoughts, and I'm glad I was able to find the information I was looking for. This is very important, and that is about the Reparation Task Force. So people, please remember, and I don't know why I didn't remember this, but it's as simple as REP for reparations. 215REP.com. And when you put that in the search engine, you will see all the information. There are, like I said, about 8 different sections for that they're looking for someone to be the leader in these topics: economic justice, political, post-secondary education, health and wellness, Atlantic World History, Human Service and Community Resources, Crime and Legal Justice System, Law and Policy, International, Domestic, and Urban Planning, and Sustainable Development. So final thoughts, people, don't give up, and don't think that we're not making changes. We just have to keep going, be consistent, and try a little bit harder. And if everyone does a little bit, no one has to do a lot, and that's important. You know, so keep the faith, and I'll see you on the next show. Thank you so much for listening, people. I hope that we were able to give you some information that you can take away and use tonight. Thank you so much. God bless.